Harper Audio presents Kiss Me, Annabelle by Eloisa James. Performed by Susan Duoden. 1. London, April, 1817. The day the Scotsman came to Lady Fedrington's ball, Annabelle's sister decided to give him her virtue, and Annabelle decided not to give him her hand in marriage. In neither case had the Scotsman indicated a particular interest in undertaking such intimate activities with an Essex sister, but his participation was taken for granted, and, naturally, both of these decisions took place in the ladies' retiring room, which is where everything of importance takes place at a ball. It was in those middle hours when the initial excitement has worn away, and women have an uneasy feeling that their noses are shiny and their lips pale. Annabelle peeked into the retiring room and found it empty. So she sat down before the large mirrored dressing table and started trying to pin her unruly curls so they would stay above her shoulders for the rest of the evening. Her sister Imogen, Lady Maitland, plumped down beside her.
"This ball is nothing more than a breeding ground for parasites," Imogen said, scowling at her reflection. "Lord Beekman has twice asked me to dance with him. As if I would even contemplate dancing with that plump toadlet. He should look lower, perhaps in the scullery."
She looked magnificent, a few gleaming black curls falling to her shoulders, and the rest piled high on her head. Her eyes sparkled with the displeasure of receiving too much attention. In all, she had the magnificent rage of a young Helen of Troy, stolen by the Greeks and taken from her homeland. It must be...